Braille Enrichment for Literacy and Learning, BEL, Changing Educational Expectations for the Blind of America, by Mark A. Riccobono, Sandy Halverson, Kaylee Joyner, and Ravina Ali. From the editor, Mark Riccobono is the executive director of the Jernigan Institute, the husband of the president of the National Federation of the Blind of Maryland, and the father of three children, two of whom are blind. He was the moderator of the panel on Saturday, July 6, 2013, that discussed one of the most exciting programs the Federation has devised and run. Here is what he and other members of his panel said to the convention. A photo appears at this point, the caption, Mark Riccobono at the 2013 convention.
It is the possibility of having a dream come true that makes life interesting. This quote is taken from author Paulo Coelho's The Alchemist, a novel that is now described as an eternal testament to the transformative power of our dreams and the importance of following our hearts. The Alchemist was first released when I was a rising senior in high school. At that time, I had much more vision than I have today, about 20 over 1,000 on a good day in one eye. But even then, I did not think of myself as a blind person. I did not read The Alchemist when it first came out because reading was a painful strain for me. I did not know what my dreams were because in my heart, I did not believe that I had the ability to pursue them. And I did not accept the opportunity to learn Braille because I did not have any idea why I would want to learn it. That year was the first time a teacher had ever presented the idea of Braille to me. The expectation was not that I would learn Braille, but simply that they could teach me Braille if I wanted to learn it. Why would I want to? What would I gain? How would it help me to pursue my dreams? No one presented answers to these mysterious questions. I was left with a riddle that seemed to have no answer. 3 years later, I found the National Federation of the Blind. And instantly, I had a circle of blind friends who took the time to teach me that I had something to offer, that I could pursue my own dreams, and that there were many great reasons to want to learn Braille. In The Alchemist, Coelho writes, When we love, we always strive to become better than we are. When we strive to become better than we are, everything around us becomes better too. This sentiment articulates my experience with the love and faith I found in members of the Federation and their expectations for me as a blind person. One of the many gifts I will always treasure from this organization is that my blind friends took the care to teach me why I would want to learn Braille and then to teach me how to read and write the code itself. Since learning Braille almost 15 years ago, I have joined my blind brothers and sisters in seeking innovative ways to change the expectations related to Braille instruction for blind children and adults. In the journey presented in The Alchemist, we find that when you want something, all the universe conspires in helping you to achieve it. This is true in our movement as well. Maybe the way of stating it is, when you dream of something, all the Federation conspires in helping you to achieve it. Members of our Maryland affiliate We're tired of blind children being refused Braille instruction. And they had a dream of raising the expectations for these youth. In fact, it was Jackie Anderson, this year's NFB Distinguished Educator of Blind Children, and another blind mom, who feared the low expectations the school system would have for their blind children and dreamt of building a better model of Braille literacy through the Federation. In the summer of 2008, the first Braille Enrichment for Literacy and Learning program was held in Maryland. And it was immediately clear that the program had the potential to change expectations for the education of blind children across the country. Bell is a 2-week summer program to provide young blind and low vision children with fun, intensive Braille instruction in an environment of high expectations and positive attitudes with role models from the National Federation of the Blind. In The Alchemist, we are offered the observation that everything that happens once can never happen again, but everything that happens twice will surely happen a third time. After witnessing the impact of the first Bell program, we brought the model into the Jernigan Institute, added some new components, hired some quality Braille instructors, including Natalie Shaheen, who you heard from earlier, and piloted our approach in Maryland and Georgia during the summer of 2009. Two affiliates were still not enough. Today, we find rising expectations around Braille with the NFB Bell program being offered this summer in almost 40% of our affiliates. But we will not have realized the transformative nature of our dreams until the bell rings for Braille literacy throughout every affiliate in our federation. This morning, we offer you different perspectives on the Bell program to demonstrate why we should be proud of our accomplishments and committed to the progress yet to be made. Our first presenter represents the long-time committed members of the Federation who understand the importance of Braille and who want to change the expectations. Even for the most committed, the notion of undertaking the Bell program may feel daunting. Here to share her experience, to invite you to realize to invite you to raise your own expectations around what we can do together and to confront your fears about leading the way with the NFB Bell program is the president of the National Association to Promote the Use of Braille and the lead coordinator for the NFB of Virginia Bell programs. Here's Sandy Halverson. Yay!
Find this mic. Aha, there it is. Not yet. I'm going to tell you how I went from skeptic, which I'm usually not, to sold, which I totally am now, on how blind kids benefit and why your state should find ways to become a part of our National Federation of the Blind Bell Ringers. The NFB of Virginia considered conducting a Bell program in 2009. After a conference call to discuss our concerns with our Jernigan Institute education team, we decided we simply couldn't afford to do this. I thought, yes, we're done with all that Bell business. But our president, Fred Schroeder, said, Sandra, He never calls me Sandra, so I knew something was coming. I want a Bell program in 2010, and I want you to coordinate it. Well, what could I say? I knew he was crazy. I was sure it wouldn't work. But, of course, I said, okay. So throughout the Bell coordinator training weekend at our National Center, we talked about funding. We'll never get that much. We talked about recruiting 5 or 6 students from ages 4 to 11 for 2 weeks. We'll never find them. We talked about the supplies, food, and volunteers that would be needed. So not happening. Since problem solving is one of my strengths, and I like the challenge of a project with lots of detail, I ditched my negative thinking and decided to act positively. After all, if I could come up with the hard copy braille system we've used since 1980 for tracking Washington seminar appointment and report collection, I could certainly whip this Bell stuff into shape. So, what does the coordinator do? Identify members in your affiliate, including parents of blind children, people who are passionate about blind kids, like fundraising, enjoy being out in the community, and have good braille, travel, and organizational skills. Someone of that group will be a member of a church, which will likely have school and playground facilities which meet our needs. And lots of churches do not charge for their use, though they, like the NFB, appreciate donations. Our blind vendors contribute water, snacks, lunch, or whatever they can. Ask them. Become very familiar with the curriculum. You won't be teaching all the classes, but the reading, writing, blindness skills, cooking, and craft projects will determine the supplies, transportation, and volunteers you need, all that stuff we talked about. Our funding comes from local Kiwanis and Lions clubs, our local chapters, state affiliate, the board of the Virginia Department for the Blind and Vision Impaired, one school district, a first-time occurrence for us this year, and a Mayor's Commission on the Disabled has said they will cover the cost of 2 children to participate in one of our programs this summer. A contact made by our scholarship winner, Tasha Hubbard. I certainly had never thought of that committee, but will from now on. The coordinator recruits a teacher of blind students and helps find parents. Now, before you decide you don't know any teachers of blind students or parents with blind children, our national office maintains databases of Braille Pals families, Braille Readers or Leaders contest participants, Free White Cane recipients, Future Reflections readers, and those who receive American Action Fund free Braille books. Your Library for the Blind and State Rehabilitation Agency will often mail to families in targeted zip codes, but you only get the names of those who register or contact you directly. Our Jernigan Institute staff will help with information about teachers of blind students. So, as Fred asked, our first Virginia Bell program did happen in 2010, and the NFB of Virginia has been ringing bells throughout the state ever since. All right, dot 5R. Now, Jackie Otwell, who many of you know, was a godsend to Mike Fish and me that year because Mike was a new teacher of blind students and I was this poor, frustrated first-time coordinator. Jackie Anderson, Casey Robertson, and Sheena Manuel are honorary Virginians and phenomenal teachers who are passionate about their work, believe in our positive philosophy of blindness, and love working with blind children. Yay! So, Top 5R, she says. So what did we do in our first program? None of our students had been to a library containing a large collection of children's Braille books, so we decided to go to the Martin Luther King Library in Washington, D.C. Our 6 kids, ranging from ages 4 to 11, and lots of volunteers, one per child, used our canes to walk 2 blocks to the bus stop. We boarded a bus. We got off at a metro station. We had lunch at McDonald's where our bill was so high I had to run my debit card twice. rode the metro. Our students used canes for the first time on escalators, and we walked several blocks only to learn that we were in the wrong place. So that's what happens sometimes when you get directions from folks. Now, I think the adults had more trouble with a 90-plus temperature and equally high humidity than the kids, but retracing our steps and walking even farther was not an option. So I started out handing money like a drug dealer, or organized our crowd in cabs, and off to the library we went. The kids had a great time and were absolutely worn out by the time their parents took them home at the end of the day. Our youngest, Hannah, said, "I went on a bus. I rode the metro, and I went in a cab. I want to ride in an airplane." I told her she'd have to talk to her mom about that. In another of our programs the following year, one of our kids eats kosher meals and snacks, so her parents separately packaged her lunch, so she'd have to put her sandwich together like everyone else, and kosher ingredients were used in all of our cooking projects. We've gone to a museum, farmer's market, a local chocolate shop, and a boat ride to learn about Eastern Shore of Virginia water life. One of our kids was spotted in the grocery store with his mother using the cane he had resisted at the beginning of our program. The field trips were not organized by the sighted for us. We did that ourselves. We didn't drive the bus or other transportation, but we talked about how, as blind people, we would get the information we need and how we would transact business with a drugstore proprietor, McDonald's, Walmart, where we went to buy ingredients for our closing ceremony ice cream social, using Braille cards indicating each student's purchase. We're teaching blind kids how to have fun and build self-confidence in their home and school lives. So what's in it for the kids? Cameron and Jada, two of our NFB of Virginia participants, are here attending their first national convention. They do not attend the same school and never met until last year at Bell. And now I'm told they talk to each other every day, probably more often than their parents know, and will be participating in our 2013 Virginia Beach program. Recruiting is part of everything we do. Each of us was recruited by someone to become a part of this organization. So I was pleased to recruit Diane McGeorge after our first year, and have gone on to talk with folks from Idaho, Illinois, Missouri, and California, just to name a few states. I cannot commend our Jernigan Institute staff enough for their commitment to this project, the curriculum, and the resources always available to us. Coordinating a successful program takes time. Finding the location, reviewing the IEPs, talking with parents, and following all of the other steps set forth in the curriculum guidelines. Thank you, Dr. Maurer, for your support of and commitment to this program to bring our message of hope to the next generation of young blind children. Thank you, Fred, for causing me to do something I didn't think would work. And thank you, John, for not complaining when I have one more call to return, more Bell supplies are on our front porch, and you'll have to bring home dinner again. This is why we do what we do, and may there be more of us next year singing, "Ring my bell, ring my bell." Thank you very much.
Great work, Sandy. How about that? Sandy Halverson feeding the addiction of Braille. I love that. The Bell programs create opportunities to engage with outstanding Braille instructors who had not known the Federation previously, and provides a means for us to train future teachers whose broader impact on the educational system will be the change we want to see. Our next presenter is one of those future teachers who will bring her spirit and high expectations from the NFB Bell program to her work in the field. A blind woman who herself has had to overcome not receiving early Braille instruction in the education system, and whose mentoring and passion for Braille now helps fuel our NFB of Texas Bell programs. Here is Kaylee Joyner.
I, like many other students in this country, wasn't taught Braille due to my limited amount of residual vision. My TBI deemed me a visual learner, which made me feel like a broken-sighted student. Secretly, I began teaching myself Braille through distance education courses from the Hadley School for the Blind when I was 13 years old. My TBI chastised me about teaching myself Braille. After a long 5-year battle with the school district, I finally received Braille instruction my senior year of high school. During this battle is when I realized that I wanted to become a teacher of blind students so that I could make sure that no other blind students would have to go through the same struggles as I did. I know firsthand the challenges that come with visual learning for blind students. In the beginning of fourth grade, my mom began to doubt whether large print would be effective for me. My mom saw me struggle to keep up with my sighted peers. When she approached the school district about these concerns, she was blamed for these troubles because she wanted me to do the same amount of work as my sighted peers. The school district wanted to exempt me from standardized testing and reduce the amount of schoolwork as a solution. They never considered Braille as an option or an equalizer. She was told, "You don't want her to look different." As if having my book, my face, 1 inch from the book didn't make me look different enough already. In junior high and high school, it would take me anywhere from 4 to 6 hours to complete my homework every day. The IEP team wanted to blame the time spent on the fact that I was taking several advanced placement classes instead of placing the blame where it lie, on the poor choice of reading medium. This is why I am so passionate about the Bell program. I want to help reverse the Braille literacy crisis by teaching Braille and other blindness skills to all students, including those with residual vision. I want to ensure that our future generation of blind students is literate. I want my students to believe in themselves. And I want to lead by example to show that blind people can be independent, productive members of society. Even today, blind students are being told that Braille is hard to learn. However, through activities such as Braille Twister, drawing pictures with your Perkins Brailler, and Beach Ball Braille, the students in the Bell program realize that Braille is fun and not hard to learn. Some students may be told that Braille is slow. However, in the Bell program, students hear competent blind adults reading Braille and realize that Braille was anything but slow. The students learn that the long white cane is a sign of independence through the Captain Who's It skit. They also learn about the positive and negative ways that blind people can be portrayed in books and other media. It is our goal for the students to leave the program with improved skills and a brighter outlook on their future. I first got involved with the Bell program in 2010 and 2011, where I shadowed Emily Gibbs, our lead teacher of blind students. In 2012, Richie Flores gave me the opportunity to teach in our three Bell programs in Texas. During that summer, not only was I teaching blind students Braille, but I was also learning how to be a better teacher. Through this program, it has reinforced my belief that even students with additional disabilities can still benefit from learning the alternative skills of blindness. One student that I had last summer didn't believe that he could successfully pour water with sleep shades due to his cerebral palsy. Because of my belief in him and his abilities, he was able to accomplish the task with great pride. Another student who was cutting up fruit for a fruit kebab didn't think that blind people could be chefs. This student didn't realize that by cutting up fruit, that she was doing something that a chef would do for their job. I was proud to help broaden her mind about the jobs that blind people have. This summer, I had the opportunity to teach non-visual skills in our two Bell programs in Texas. During the beginning of the week, I noticed that one student was showing some resistance when it came to wearing sleep shades. He was almost on the verge of tears. I explained to him that by wearing sleep shades, it helps develop our other senses. Lo and behold, by the end of the week, during our sound scavenger hunt, this student kept his sleep shades down and his confidence in using his cane grew. It brings me such joy to see the growth in the students from the beginning to the end of the program. Some students are using their canes more than before, while others have gone from knowing no Braille letters to learning the first five. One aspect of the Bell program that distinguishes it from other programs is the fact that blind adults are teaching and role modeling the skills of blindness for the Bell students. This program is also different from other day programs for blind children in the fact that the staff has high expectations of the students and they encourage the students to be independent. The Bell program is a great opportunity for those that want to pursue a degree in education. This program allows future teachers to gain experience in working with young children, implementing classroom management techniques, and planning lesson plans. Working the Bell program is one of the highlights of my summer. By providing these students with a foundation in Braille, we are helping to ensure that they have a bright future full of limitless possibilities. These students are the future of our organization, and I am proud to do my part in giving them the skills they will need to succeed and live an independent life. Thank you.
Thank you, Kaylee. My wife, Melissa, was elected president of the National Federation of the Blind of Maryland shortly after that first Bell program. And Braille enrichment's been a part of our summers ever since. Little did we know that 2 years later, we'd have an even deeper reason to build the dream of the Bell program. Our daughter, Oriana, was born in May of 2010. And when the doctors first told me that her eyes did not respond as expected, I remembered the painful struggle I had for Braille literacy. But I would quickly remembered also that it was different this time because I now knew the many reasons why it was important to learn Braille, but also that the expectations were different because we had the NFB Bell program. My daughter's now three, and we're just now beginning to teach her the code this summer. And next summer, we expect her to be ringing the bell in our Baltimore program. Because of that, before I introduce our last speaker and our reason for being here and building this movement, let me just take a moment to thank my brothers and sisters in the National Federation of the Blind for giving me literacy. And on behalf of my family, I want to publicly thank Jackie Anderson, Sharon Manecki, and the other members of the NFB of Maryland who pursued this dream and who have now made it possible for my daughter to ring the bell someday. It's always assuring to know that your family has more opportunities than you had, and it's all because of you. Now, for the star bell ringer, a rising second grader at Springdale Park Elementary School in Atlanta, Georgia, who knows that Braille is knowledge and knowledge is power, here to tell us about what the NFB Bell Program means to her is Ravina Ali.
My name is Ravina Ali. Good morning, my Federation family.
Good morning.
Hope everyone's doing well and had a wonderful week so far. I know I did. What? My name is Ravina Ali. And I am 6 years old, but very soon to be seven. I am about to enter second grade at Springdale Park Elementary, which is in Atlanta, Georgia. First of all, before I get started, I have three jokes to share. Are you ready for this? I can't hear you. Are you ready for this? Why did the boy bring a ladder to school? Because he wanted to go to high school. Why was 6 afraid of 7? 7, 8, 9. Where do pencils go on vacation? Pennsylvania. So today I'm here to talk to you about the Bell Program. Can I hear it from my Georgia family, please? What? Can I hear it from my state president, please? What? Papa told me not to do it. So today I'm here to talk to you about the Bell Program. The Bell Program stands for Braille Enrichment for Literacy and Learning. What? Bell Program teaches and supports Braille literacy enrichment and learning among blind children like me. I attended my first Bell program 2 years ago when I was 4. It was so much fun. The 2-week summer program taught me about that super heavy piece of machinery called the Braille Writer. The Braille Writer is now and will always be one of my very best friends because it has taught me how to write.
Hey, hey.
It took a little while for me to learn my alphabet, but now I can move. But now I've moved on to contracted braille, and I can even and also I can even make birthday cards and holiday cards with my braille writer. I really enjoyed the Bell program because in addition to learning how to read and write braille, We did arts and crafts. We talked a lot at lunchtime, and we went on field trips, like to the Children's Museum. We also did a braille dance, which I would really like to show you now, but I may fall off the stage, no. And we don't want that. Besides learning Braille, the teachers and volunteers taught us about confidence. They said we should make sure that we are using our cane at all times. They said we have to be independent. Camp, we also did a lot of role plays, teaching others to be polite and courteous. For example, letting people at the grocery store know that it's okay to talk directly to me. And they don't have to talk through my mom to ask about me or my cane. I can politely answer and speak up for myself. We also did a lot of role plays teaching a sighted person to ask when help is needed and not just grab my arm. That's not really cool. Please stand up. Please stand up and repeat after me. Braille is cool.
Braille's cool.
It's a wonderful tool.
It's a wonderful tool.
I like Bell.
I like Bell.
Can't you tell?
Here to tell. Not five all.
Thank you. Thank you for your time and attention.
Thank you, Ravita. Not five R. Dot 5R. 5R. Dot 5R. There you have the journey of the NFB Bell program. You do not have to be an alchemist to turn dreams into reality. You need the love, faith, imagination, and commitment that we find in this convention hall. The dynamic combination of elements that come together to make up the National Federation of the Blind. Let the word go out from this day forward that we will not stop until the bell rings for literacy, freedom, and higher expectations for all blind children in every community in our country. Dot 5R, let's go for Braille. Thank you very much.
Well, when you get through with the second grade, maybe you can run for public office.
Consider a charitable gift. Making a charitable gift can be one of the most satisfying experiences in life. Each year, millions of people contribute their time, talent, and treasure to charitable organizations. When you plan for a gift to the National Federation of the Blind, you are not just making a donation, you are leaving a legacy that ensures a future for blind people throughout the country. Special giving programs are available through the National Federation of the Blind, NFB. Points to consider when making a gift to the National Federation of the Blind. Will my gift serve to advance the mission of the NFB? Am I giving the most appropriate asset? Have I selected the best way to make my gift? Have I considered the tax consequences of my gift? Have I sought counsel from a competent advisor? Have I talked to the NFB planned giving officer about my gift? Benefits of making a gift to the NFB. Helping the NFB fulfill its mission. Receiving income tax savings through a charitable deduction. Making capital gain tax savings on contribution of some appreciated gifts. Providing retained payments for the life of a donor or other beneficiaries. Eliminating federal estate tax in certain situations. Reducing estate settlement cost. Your gift will help us make the study of science and math a real possibility for blind children, provide hope for seniors losing vision, promote state and chapter programs, and provide information that will educate blind people, advance technology helpful to the blind, create a state-of-the-art library on blindness, train and inspire professionals working with the blind, provide critical information to parents of blind children, mentor blind people trying to find jobs. Your gift makes you a part of the NFB dream.